Hello, sweetness. My name is Charlotte. I hope you enjoy this journey into hypnosis with me, where all of your most erotic fantasies can come to life. It's important to remember that hypnosis is not a magical state. It's a natural thing which happens every day. A state of mind which is at once both relaxed and completely focused. So as we begin to explore together, I want you to relax as best you can and not worry too much about getting it right. In truth, you don't need to concern yourself with such things. All you need to do is allow yourself to relax and listen to my voice. This MP3 will work best if you lie down to listen. You can undress if you want to, but you don't need to. Just make sure that you're comfortable, so that you can get the best out of this experience. Now that you're ready to go into trance for me, I want you to lie back and relax as much as you can. Close your eyes too, nice and easy. Very good. Having your eyes closed feels much more relaxing sometimes, and allows you to focus on other things. Other thoughts and other feelings that might otherwise go undetected. And that can be very interesting to observe within yourself. You might notice it now, or maybe a little later. The way you relax more as I speak to you, paying close attention to each word and letting my voice flow into your mind like water into a glass, until your thoughts run over, spilling down onto the ground, and it's simply easier to fall asleep, simply easier to go into trance. So as you lie there, letting yourself relax a little more, I want you to take a deep breath for me. Gently in through your nose, and softly out again through your mouth. It might feel a little bit unnatural, but that's okay. Again now, a slow, deep breath in through your nose. That's right. And softly out through the mouth. And I want you to keep on breathing in this way. Gently in through the nose, and then softly out through the mouth for as long as you can, concentrating on that slow, steady passage of air through your body as you listen and relax now. And as you focus on your breathing, allowing your body to relax naturally and easily, I'm going to speak to your subconscious mind. That part of your brain that controls your feelings, your reactions, and often your thoughts themselves. Some people say that the subconscious mind is just another name for something you're already familiar with. They say that the subconscious mind is really just another word for imagination. And that may be true, and it may not. But it is certainly true that your imagination can create beautiful, deeply satisfying feelings, both in your body and in your mind. I want you to imagine now that as you lie there with your eyes closed, you hear me in the room with you. My presence is comforting and familiar, and so you don't move from your position. There's no need to move. No need to do anything but relax and allow me to do as I please. And right now, sweetness, it pleases me to pull out my soft cotton ropes and use them to tie you down, holding you in place as you descend into trance, feel it now. As I slide the first rope under your ankles, slipping the soft rope between them and winding it around each ankle in turn, wrapping gently but securely, and tying a strong knot there to hold your ankles firmly in place. If you pay attention now and focus, sweetness, you can feel the texture of the rope against your skin. Feel the peace that slips over your mind as you submit to me. Another rope just above your knees, slipping under the joint and wrapping softly but firmly, holding you in place as I smooth out the twists in my rope, soothing you with one stroking hand over your thigh. Hush now, sweetness. Just feel it. Feel the deep relaxation that comes with the tying. The knowledge that you don't need even to think about moving. You couldn't if you wanted to. It feels wonderful, doesn't it? As I pull both ends of my rope back between your legs and pull them tight around your balls. A beautiful harness of soft cotton rope that puts pressure just where you want it most. And you look lovely, sweetness. That lost, faraway look on your face is perfect. So good. It feels so right to be here, right here, with my ropes wrapped and coiled around your body, keeping you still and calm and quiet for me. Feel my hands stroking down your arms now, relaxing and soothing you. Breathe, sweetness, slow and deep for me, deeper and deeper for me, like the good boy you are. Feel my hands encircling your wrists, drawing them together in front of you. My ropes slipping under each wrist in turn and twisting a firm, tight cuff around each. And as I pull the rope between your wrists, looping the ends around and tying them off, you feel your mind drifting and floating away, helpless, immobile, and so deeply relaxed now, sunk down into blissful surrender. Your mind empty and blank, but for the feeling of deep pleasure and contentment you feel as you relax further into your bonds and allow your mind to blink out like a light. And in your mind now, you hear me quietly open the door and walk away, leaving you bound there, helpless and waiting. Waiting for something that you both want and don't want. Something that you dread, but which hits your mind and body with the force of a bullet. And you don't have long to wait. As you lie there, listening to your own ragged gasps in the darkness, you hear it. A man's voice in the room next door. You knew, of course you did, but still, the sound of it grips something deep inside you. You make an effort to quiet your body, your mind, listening, straining to make out the words. I know you hear me too, sweetness. My soft, seductive tones filtering through the wall to where you lie. You don't recognize the words, but you know the sounds. You know the rhythms, the tones. You know that I've brought this man home with me for a reason. And you know what that reason is. You know. And a part of you is thrilled by the knowledge. Even as another part of you goes cold. You know I'm going to fuck this man. Hard and rough and primal. While you lie right there, listening in the dark, just 10 feet away. As you hear the creak of a mattress and a soft sigh, you find your mind filling with vivid mental images. My hand on this stranger's chest, my lips against his throat, his hands on my thighs, on my breasts. A bright collage of sex and sweat and sin, and a sharp gasp of pleasure. You feel your own neglected cock throb with desire and hate yourself for it. Hate that this turns you on, imagining me with someone else, hearing me take my pleasure elsewhere, while you are forced to listen. You imagine him pulling my satin panties down my thighs, casting them away and leaning in to taste me. And a cold spike of rage twists hard in your gut. Fury and desire pulse, scorching hot and icy cold by turn, as you listen. Listen to him taking what should be yours. Listen to me letting him take it, giving him what you can't have. The muffled sighs and creaking springs of the bed, the faint, rhythmic sound of flesh against flesh, whirl around and around in your mind. And though you don't want to now, you can't help but picture every tiny detail. Can't help but match images with the sounds you hear. The loneliness of your position uncurls in your chest. A hollow feeling of despair and desperate need, warring with the heat and fire of your unwanted desire. Your cock aches to be touched, stroked, warmed by contact. But this is an ache you know well. An old friend, closer than a lover, a part of who you are. You can't control your arousal at the thought of me with another man, any more than you can control your dreams. The anger, the hate, the pain, all of it is welcomed because in this moment you truly feel. You feel owned. Each moan and sigh that filters through the wall and into your straining ears is torture. and each moment of torture is beautiful, perfect, bittersweet. You know how good it feels to be that man, the man I choose, the man I allow to touch, to take, to fuck. And you know that all of your wants, your desperate desires, they aren't enough to force my choice. You have no control over this. And so you listen. You listen with your jaw clenched and your cock hard enough to cut through steel. Wanting. And knowing that wanting is all you have tonight. Alone in your bed, you hear me cry out with pleasure and imagine the warmth of my body, the soft, wet heaven that you can't have. And you feel at once like sobbing and like screaming. You ache to leap to your feet and storm in, throw the stranger from the room and take what should be yours. You ache for it, and ache with the knowledge that you can't, you won't, you never will. You wonder if he knows, the stranger, that you're there, right next door, tied up and waiting. You wonder if he cares, or if, for his own reasons, he might find your need, your desire, amusing. Your cock is so hard, so painfully neglected. You feel the echo of your heartbeat throbbing up the thick vein and pulsing right to the tip. A cool drop of liquid gathering there. The moans and throaty gasps increase now. And you grit your teeth, trying not to hear the sounds. Trying not to hear the muttered, filthy words you can barely distinguish through the wall. You try not to feel the pressure building in your mind, in your body, your heart. Try not to want more. Try not to need this. Try. And as my voice pierces the fog of your lust with a growling, purring moan, you try not to imagine that man pushing into me. Deeper, harder, faster, and finding the molten pleasure of release denied to you. A few minutes later, a new sound reaches you, breaking the expectant silence. A shuffling and creaking of doors. An abrupt departure, with few words shared. And something inside you breaks apart. You find your eyes wet and your heart thudding almost painfully in your chest as you hear the light tread of my footsteps coming toward you. A relief so profound, it feels like it turns your limbs to liquid. A desire so intense, you have no name for it. As my hand reaches your face through the darkness and gently strokes your cheek, you are mine. Still, you are mine. I choose you. I come back to you, sweetness. You are mine to hurt, mine to tease, mine to cherish. And you know deep inside, right down at your core, that you wouldn't want it any other way. And now, it's time for you to come around from trance, my sweet. Bringing these intense feelings of desire and relief and contentedness with you. As I count up from three, you will wake up gently and easily and feeling good. Ready now. 3. And beginning to awaken now, nice and easy. Good boy. 2. More awake and alert with each breath. Lighter, brighter, safe and happy. And 1. Eyes opening now, sweetness, as you come fully back to the present. Refreshed, alert, and feeling deeply satisfied. Completely wonderful, as you prepare to go on with your day.